this is one the manager genuinely has to take. He's been banging that drum quite a bit through January of this is on me, etc. But I think last night is one where he sort of has to look back on and think, well, this genuinely is, basically.
I always get the short straw after a defeat going first.
You said therapy, so I came to you first.
And no pressure for the first 2 minutes of the clip on Twitter, which relies on the future performance of the show. Yes, I think that... Look, we'll try and put this in perspective. However, you can analyse this as a one-off and then obviously look at it as part of a wider situation. In isolation, what I would say is there's loads of mitigating factors and all sorts going on, but I really don't think the manager's helped himself at all with the team selection, the setup, to some extent the strategy. I just think I can completely understand why he did it, because he's one of the best football managers in the world and he's got a brain much bigger than mine. I just think if you remove yourself from the position and go, simple things. Do I want James Milner potentially playing 4 games in less than, 10 days or whatever? No, I don't, especially when he's just had a tight hamstring and I've had to pull him. Do I want to play Shaqiri? And if I have to, do I want to play him on the left wing? Do I ever want to see him there? That's another one. And do I want to put a team out for a home game where we're struggling to score goals? With arguably one regular goal scorer, you could argue 1.5. Maybe you could aggregate stuff up to 2. And irrelevant of form and everything else. And then when you look at the way that a Brighton team set up and the way that they play, and the fact that I think this could go down as one of the worst half times. If you pick in the worst 5 half times that this club have under Klopp, I think you saw that last night.